Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct. That was the Memorials, and we're getting started here with our Sunday night program. I'm Vince in the Bay. Blah, blah, blah. Good evening to you. I want to thank Sweet and Friends. Oh, she said she just got out of the tub and she's going to bed. She just dropped by to show a little love. I say you stick around and show a lot more love. But if you have to go to bed, I understand, Sweet and Friends. I appreciate you coming through, especially while you're still dripping wet from the tub. It's always nice to know. And I got VMAC on the line. I'm going to go to VMAC in a second. VMAC, hang on tight. I got to get my my Skype connection up and running here. So I'm going to do that, take another quick little break here, and be back with VMAC. And while I'm doing that, why don't we listen to some VMAC, shall we? Got some VMAC here. This is Verbal Ventilation by VMAC, the one and only, who will be with here with me next live on the air. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. Sweet and Friends, if you decide to stick around a little while and you want to hang out with me and VMAC on the air, feel free to use that number. Even if you just want to say hi for a quick second and maybe promote your show, I'm all about letting you use this as a venue to promote your work. And as evidenced by this track I'm playing right now from VMAC, will be up with me next in just a minute.
On my way to the church, questioning my self-worth. I've been down too long, my faith is not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scarce. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish, I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and aggressive, evil and using. I won't confuse it, I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan, or some bad karma? I push my chick away, cause I'm afraid I might karma. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks, I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready, I'm just spitting the facts. This ain't faith, the realest song I ever wrote. Now leave with happiness, and I know if I hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this microphone and verbal ventilation? This ain't faith, the realest song I ever wrote. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this microphone and verbal ventilation?
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
VMAC right here. What's up, VMAC?
What's up, Vince? Damn Raiders and damn Bears.
I know, man.
I was so embarrassed today. I have never seen the Bears get beat like that, even in their 3-13-4-12 years. Like, come on. What the fuck? In your backyard, in the snow, in our venue, in our area. I never seen someone get spanked like that. That's a first-place team. That's why people call them a fluke, because at least could have made it competitive. That's the weather. Chicago Bear weather. 19, 20, 30. What the fuck, man? And what was the Raiders' defense?
You know what? I did see the game. I slept through the game. See, that's what sucks about being on the West Coast for East Coast games. They start at like 10 in the morning. I'm not awake at 10 in the morning. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's why that's one of the things I liked about living on the East Coast is that you could sleep in until 1 o'clock on a Sunday and miss zero football games.
Yeah, that's about time when I woke up at 1 and I missed
You wake up at 1 on the West Coast, you missed half the games.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Wow, so their game is at 10 o'clock? Wow.
Yeah, the Raiders played at 10 a.m. my time.
Man.
No, I'm not going to watch that. I woke up and was like, I had it on in the background, and I faded in and out of a coma all day, all morning, all day long, actually. So I woke up and I follow the Raiders on Twitter, and I saw that the Raiders were up by like 7 in the third. I think it was the end of the third quarter, and I was like, "All right, okay, they got this. They're in the driver's seat." And then Campbell goes down, and they fall apart.
Yeah.
He came back in, though. He went down and came back in and got a touchdown.
Yeah, that defense, man, that's what messed him up. That special teams, when the guy got that big run back, and then, man, a Jacoby Ford fumbled, man. Those are the two biggest things that lost the game for them. They competitive, man. Add a few more pieces, man. I think they'll be okay because they'll be a year older next year because it's a young team and couple draft picks here and there. Maybe they can snatch a free agent here and there.
Yeah, they're definitely in the mix now, which is nice. They haven't really had a legitimate shot at anything for a long time, probably since the Super Bowl 2002. It's been like 8 years since they've been competitive.
Right, and if you're a good drafter, man, you know, that's why the Patriots and go to the NBA, you know, Spurs and things, you know who to get, who fits your system, what type of attitude, and you're only going to get a chance to get so many, you know, first round picks and talent and then hit the jackpot or, you know, some of them end up being above average. Like, look at Detroit. In a couple of years, Detroit is going to have a top 10 defense because they have some anchors on their defense, and if they add to it, their offense may not be may not be good, but in the next coming year, Detroit's defense is going to be, man, Dominican too. He's a monster.
Well, Detroit held Green Bay to 3 points today.
Yeah, and people were giving them, they just gave everybody a glimpse of the future on what to expect from the defense in the next coming year.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. That's kind of the thing in the NFL, though, is it's become, there's been so much parity over the last 5 to 10 years that, with the exception, I'd say, of the Patriots, almost every team either has a really good offense and a crappy defense, a really good defense and a crappy offense. and nobody can seem to get both elements together.
No, no, they can't. And the Bears are just, man, I don't know. They offensive line sucks. Jay Cutler,
Cutler, man. They traded for that guy, man. They wanted him specifically.
They gave up a lot. They gave up 2 first-round draft picks. Then they gave him a $36 million extension.
Oh, my God.
But then, on the flip side, let me play devil's advocate, they didn't go get no offensive linemen. Olin Cruz is on the ass end of his career, and those tackles and guards are fucking horrible. Because if Jay Cutler can sit back there, he'll kill you. He showed you in Denver when Denver had that supreme offensive line that Shanahan put back there. He showed you if he can get some blockers for him, he will eat you alive. But there's no coincidence he had over 3,300 passing yards those years that he was down there. You know, but that guy is just, I don't know, man. I like to see Aaron Rodgers get hurt, though. I was excited about that.
Oh, man, you can't be happy to see anybody get hurt, dude.
He'll be all right. When he got knocked out the game, I was like, yes.
You just hate him that much. You just hate that guy. He pisses you off that much. That's a sign of respect, I guess.
I respect his game. I respect his game because he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but I hate the Packers with every ounce of my being.
He is a Berkeley guy.
Yeah, when he put on that green and gold, hatred zone.
Yeah.
I think I'll hate my own mom if she played for the Packers.
Yeah.
I won't talk to her no more. That's how deep my hatred is. And if my son was a football player and the Packers had the first pick and he didn't first pick, it would end up like what San Diego did with Eli Manning. He would not be a Green Bay Packer.
Did you hear what people are saying, Carmelo Anthony fan?
Oh, yeah. And he was cheering for him. He was playing for the Knicks.
Yeah, he's playing for the Knicks. Or he's playing against the Knicks tonight. And he basically, somebody leaked a rumor that he's not really denying it, basically saying that he will not be coming back to the Nuggets, and the only way he'll sign a contract extension with the Nuggets is if they trade him to the Knicks. So basically he essentially gave them an ultimatum. He said, either you trade me before the trading deadline and get something for me, or you just stick with me and let me go and have nothing. So I think if I was Denver, I'd get rid of him right now. Just dump him right. Fine, give him to the Knicks now.
Yep, tomorrow.
You guys want him? Here he is.
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to give us?
Breaking news on ESPN. Carmelo Anthony has been traded to the New York Knicks. It'll be breaking news tomorrow, right on Mike and Mike in the morning. I'll be trading him right now, tonight, as we speak.
Yeah, you don't need that kind of shit hanging over your head while you're playing. That, like, you can't. George Karl can't coach a team with that hanging over his head.
No, he can't. And you see how they was cheering? I mean, every time he got the ball, they was doing with LeBron what they was doing with LeBron. Every time he scored, all the Knicks fans were cheering for him like he was playing for the Knicks.
Good for him. I hope he goes to the Knicks. He's from Brooklyn. That's cool. Good for him.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's trying to go home. Whereas LeBron can't wait to get out of his hometown. He's going to go off and party in Miami.
Yeah. And I think that'll be a nice little pickup, man, because Amari's doing good. And I still think
and all those guys
to make his way down there.
Wait, aren't the Knicks, Celtics, and Heat all in the same division?
No, the Heat and Celtics are in different divisions. The Celtics and the Knicks, I believe, is in the same division. Yeah, the Heat in a different division.
Okay. As I was going to say, man, that's a pretty stacked division right there.
I believe Miami is in Atlanta's division.
Man, I just scraped a whole bunch of quiche out of my grinder.
Oh, quiche. What is quiche?
No, quiche.
Oh.
K-E-F. No, K-I-E-F or E-I-F. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No?
No.
You can buy it at dispensaries here, but basically, like, grinders, right? That you can use to grind weed up. Like, have you ever had one of those?
I've seen one.
Yeah. Well, after a certain point in time, it gets a lot of the crystals and stuff get built up in there, and they call that, it's like basically like THC dust. It's like the little fine granulated little, I guess they're crystals. I don't know what else to call them, but it's like basically granulated THC that accumulates. And after a while, they have grinders where they have a completely separate little thing attached to it that collects all the keef. But once you accumulate enough of that stuff, you can smoke it straight, and it just destroys you. Some people like sprinkle it. They'll smoke their regular weed, and they'll just like sprinkle it on top, or sprinkle it into a joint or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have the little extra thing on here that collects it. So I just go in with like a bent paper clip and just kind of like. Just
why do you grind it up? You don't smoke blunts?
I grind it up no matter what. I grind it up, put it in a pipe, grind it up, put it in a joint, put it in a blunt, put it in a bong. It doesn't matter. It's just I like the way it burns when it's ground up. I think it burns a lot easier.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. That's one thing. It really does, man. You know, in my heyday when I was smoking, and you know, it'd be a lot of shake and stuff. I love shake because, like, when I roll like this, smoke like a cigarette or whatever, being smoked very easy.
Yeah. Rando says, "I love weed. You can have the rest." Amen, brother. That is right.
Yeah.
And with that, why don't I go? I got some weed tunes on here. I used to do a show.
Got that Bone Thugs and Harmony weed song?
No.
Holy,
I should get it. I should get it though. I used to do a show on here on Saturdays called what was it called? It was called the Re-Up. And it was just all about smoking weed. Like, I would go to like hightimes.com or whatever and just read hemp or pot related news stories.
Didn't the guy from High Times go to jail or something? Is it something about High Times?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it just recently happened. It just recently happened about the High Times thing.
Yeah, no, I hadn't heard about that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
You ever tried any of that stuff out there, book?
I'm sure I've tried strains that have been in there. But how close the strain that I had was to theirs in the book, I have no idea. I'm sure if you went to like the cannabis cup, you'd be getting the best of the best, and it'd probably completely blow your mind, and it'd be almost like you're an acid. But you know what I really like, though, man? I really like edibles. I like when I get a good edible, it's way better than smoking. Way better.
Yeah.
It's usually a different trip. Similar, yet different. And it seems to sustain a lot longer. And you have this smell. And usually you don't get the... At least I don't get the red eyes as much.
Yeah, that was never my thing, too. No matter how much I smoked, I didn't get red eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I thought when you said what you love the most, I thought you were going to say 19-year-old Russian women.
Nope.
I'm going to get you a couple of mail order brides or something.
That's what I'm talking about. Those women know how to treat their men.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're working for tips. They're incentivized to perform in the bedroom. Thanks for coming out, Rambo. Appreciate you coming through on this random Sunday night program. Rambo, I'm sure it's what? Oh, probably like 1 a.m. where he is in Colorado.
Yeah. He's one.
He's got he's got a family and kids. It's amazing that he does a program.
Yeah. But yeah, I told my friends that, man. I said, when it's all said and done, because like when you speak something, you speak it into existence, and probably 95% of what I've ever spoken in my life that came into existence on what type of women I want, that's going to be my next. And more than likely, probably my wife. I'm going to get me a foreign woman because they're raised different, their morals are different, and they put family first, and they sacrifice and do the things that people are supposed to do when you're in a family or in a marriage or whatever the case may be. No disrespect to American women. Just wasn't taught that away no more because that way has been extinct for some years because each generation is dissolving more and more and more and more and more. So, you know, I see the difference in dating a 30-year-old and a 20-year-old. I see the difference between dating a 40-year-old and a 30-year-old because it is getting, you know, watered down to where there's nothing, no rules, no nothing. They don't care about nothing. So I'm going over there, and I'm going to get me a woman from over there.
Nice.
You know what they say, Vince? You know what they always say, right? When you tell a American woman that, oh, we just too strong-willed for them. No, not strong-willed. I love a strong-willed woman. But not a woman to cuss me out. Not a woman to fight me. Not a woman not to have my back when I had hers. You know what I'm saying? So that's not strong will. Shit.
That's just common sense.
Yeah. Like, they can't handle me. No, I sure can't. Not those types.
Right on, man. All right, I'm going to take a break. Here's the Funky Feel one. We'll be right back.
Still have some, any questions after? Cause we are answering any brothers out of
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Disorderly Conduct, the program. Vince Abbey, your host. I'm back here with you and also VMAC, if I could unmute his mic. There we go. We're taking calls right now, 347-826-7667. So where were we?
For women and overseas women or whatever, foreign women. I'm a research head. You know, I look up those things about how they compare American relationships / marriages versus the same compared to someone outside the country. As far as men and women, it kind of varies with, you know, the other way around. And like I said, average marriage in a relationship with a couple, American, when a man got an American woman, only lasts maybe 3 years or 4 years tops, you know, if that, you know. And then versus you getting a foreign woman, the relationship of marriage lasts 6 or more years.
Yeah, because they take it serious.
Right. They know what it means. You know, they family-oriented. They always around their parents. You know, they do. They take it serious. Whatever it takes for their man or the family. Like I say, it's not even – and see, I think what women get it mixed up as is where that they like being bowing down or getting treated bad, or it's some type of ego trip with them sometimes. And men do it too. Don't get me wrong. Because it's a lot of men, like I said, they haven't been raised right. Daddy wasn't there. Nobody showed them how to be a man or anything. They do the same exact thing, you know, but it's the whole point of putting your home first when you're in a relationship, especially in marriage. You know, people forget that. You know, if your wife, a woman falls off, you pick her up. Vice versa, if your man and husband falls off, you pick them up. It's going to get dark. It's going to be some rainy days. You got to stick to it and wait for the sunshine. It's not going to be sunshine no matter who. And then, like you said, these relationship flip-floppers, as I call them, they jump from one to the next thinking something's going to be perfect. Nothing's ever perfect. When they jump thinking the grass is green on the other side of the fence, they think it's some, but then they jump over there and bust their damn head because it's spray-painted concrete. You know, AstroTurf. You know? Shit, I tell women all the time, man, my favorite slogan is, if we're going to build a castle, we're going to do it together. But if I have to lay all the bricks to my castle, I'm going to treat you like a peasant. You're not going to be my queen. There's no respect. But that's the difference. And like I said, and I don't knock, you know, American women. She is my mom, American women. I love American women. But it's something can come to the point to where when they do, and I hate seeing it on Facebook, Twitter, anything, man. They get on there and say, oh, where's the good man? I need a good. Then when you get one, you don't know how to treat them. That's because you have to know how to be in a relationship, just like you have to know how to play basketball, know how to be a nurse, know how to drive. There's certain rules to it and techniques that you need to know. You know, so, but they don't see it that way. And if you, I don't know, I'm quite sure you know people in relationships too. As soon as the shit hits the fan, they run. No sticking around no more and waiting it out and trying to fix it. They run to the next one. As soon as the problem hit, they run to the next one. Like fucking gypsies. Take their bag from one place to another.
Sorry to interrupt you here, VMAC, but we have a news update here. That's right. This is the Disorderly Conduct News Update. I'm Vincent the Babe. This just in. Kimbo's wife is not dead. That's right. World-renowned multi-martial arts
my info flight.
And now, back to Disorderly Conduct and your host, Vince in the Bay. All right, back here with VMAC. And VMAC's just breaking down things for us. I want to thank Beneath Everything, a.k.a. Ron Rucker, for tuning in. Appreciate him coming out early here in the chat room. We also had our sweetened friend and Rambo come through. Ms. Fab said, asked me if I could let her read a poem, and I said yes, and she just bailed. So whatever. Thanks for coming through, Ms. Fab. And then Melinda was here for a split second earlier. You all missed Melinda. She was here for a second. I got a boner, and then she left, and that was that.
Yeah, speaking of poems, to end this segment of VMAC's relationship thing, I have a poem for you. It's called All Falls Down. Here we go. It says, $100,000 house and a brand new truck. Now I'm sitting here with nothing in my chest like, what the fuck? I'm stuck. It was all good a year ago. Middle class with the cash. Now I'm poor. Got bad credit, overdraft on my debit. Daddy told me don't trust the chick. I should have listened when he said it. 3 degrees and a C, but the paper wasn't mine. Told me she'll pay me back in due time. I should have been a crime to treat a man like that. I really didn't know when it hit the fan like that. I forgot the rest. I used to know it by heart. It was a poem that I wrote. It was a poem I wrote. You know what I'm saying? It was called All Falls Down. And it was basically...
And you had it memorized.
Yeah, I had it memorized. It's gone. I haven't said that in a while. You know, maybe if I say it like a rap, maybe say $100,000 house and a brand new truck. Now I'm sitting here with nothing in my chest like, what the fuck? I'm stuck. It was all good a year ago. Middle class with the cash moving fast. Now I'm poor. Got bad credit, overdraft on my debit. Daddy told me don't trust the chick. Should have listened when he said it. 3 degrees and a C, but the paper wasn't mine. Told me she'd return the favor, but she didn't do time. It should have been a crime to do a man like that. I was high on life, didn't know it would hit the fan like that. That's why I forget it.
That's right. I'm sure you can jog your memory and track it down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have it written down anywhere?
Nah. Mm. I did. I don't even know where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Put that to a beat, and there you go. You got a Grammy right there.
Yeah, man. It was, you know, But, you know, no disrespect, so any woman listening out there, I'm just spitting the facts. You can't get mad about something that's spitting the hardcore facts about what goes on in these relationships. That's why it's a lot of single, bitter people out here, you know. And people always say we dogs, man. You know, Vince, like when you say we men, you know, they say we dogs. No, we're not dogs because men get hurt, too. We didn't get drugged through the mud, too. Hell, I did when I was married. You know, that was the whole poem about me. You know, in my relationship, you know what I'm saying? So we get lonely and we get angry too and we get fucked over and we be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So shit, I stayed single for 4 years after my marriage, man. Straight up. I didn't want to see a woman. I got a little ass on the side or whatever, man. But I'll tell you how deep my bitterness was, man. That the building that I stayed in, they thought I was gay. Because they didn't see too many women come. All they saw was my mom and my daughter and a couple of my homeboys who used to come kick it. That's how bitter I was. You know what I'm saying? But matter of fact, I did find it. Here it go. It says $100,000 house and a brand new truck. Now I'm sitting here in my chest looking like, what the fuck? I'm stuck. It was all good a year ago. Middle class with the cash moving fast. Now I'm poor. Got bad credit, overdraft on my debit. Daddy told me don't trust the chick. Should have listened when he said it. 3 degrees and a C, but the paper wasn't mine. told me she'd return the favor, but she didn't. I was blind. It should have been a crime to do a man like that. I was high on life, didn't know it would hit the fan like that. A good husband and a father, I never cheated. A true nigga and a man, I must repeat it. So understand why I'm heated from the things I went through. I was busy being in bliss, she was busy being untrue. I guess that's what you get for trying to wipe a hood rat, because sooner or later they steal the cheese and run away from the pack.
Nice. I love it.
And when I had recorded it over a beat, because it was a poem, and then I said, fuck it. I let my ex-wife hear it. And my daughter came back and said, because I gave her the CD that the album it was on, my daughter said she pulled over and sat in the car for like 20 minutes and started crying. Because it was, man. You know, but you live and you learn.
You know what? That's another one. I got to write these down. You live and you learn.
Yeah.
Let me see.
You know about credit checks, and you ever heard of a hood check?
No.
A hood check is like a credit check, where let's say they come to somebody's neighborhood and be like, yeah, I'm fenced, you know, and I want to, you know, cop something or do something. So the person around there is going to ask, like, man, you know V, man, you know him? And then somebody's like, yeah, man, y'all, he cool people, he been around. There you go, you got the stamp. You got a good hood check versus, oh, man, don't fuck with him. He's the police, man. He a snitch on you. Ooh, what is that? That's a bad one. People need to do relationship checks on people. Like when you meet somebody, ask them about their relationship or pay attention to what they say. If they telling you they've been with 6 different men or women in less than like 3 years, something's a problem. That's the like committed, so-called committed relationship. Booty calling and friends with benefits is different. But somebody they living with, and it never lasted over 6 to 8 months, something's a problem there. Number two, you meet somebody, man or woman, depending on what age, they staying at home with their moms, never had their own place. I don't think you should go get a place with them right away, because they wouldn't understand the concept of the responsibility they need to do and sacrifice. A person that never had their place of being out here on their own, they wouldn't take $285 or their $300 check and pay their bills and only have $15 and try to figure out the rest.
Amen,
you know,
brother.
You gotta do relationship checks on people. You know, before your feelings get involved, then it's hard to break away because, you know, the emotions and everything. You done got hooked on this person, attached to this person, loving this person. But before it gets to that, start paying attention in the beginning when they're telling you the things they do, or when a female be like, yeah, Ben, you know, every time I get mad, my last 3 boyfriends, I bust their car windows out. Well, what the fuck you think she going to do to you, Ben, when she get mad at you? You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to stuff like that, you know, and man. That's because I'm 34, man, and I've only been in 4 relationships my entire life. I've had many booty calls, many one-night stands, many much, much meaningless sex as far as committed, as far as love and being poor. Because, man, I don't just date anybody. I listen to that shit. If it's something I don't like that they're saying, and I see the pattern in it after they telling me over and over with different people, I cut them loose. So what they say is 10 women to 1 man. Okay. You gone. There's 9 more. Okay, you gone. There's 8 more. We got our pick of the litter, man. Me and each five cents for me to see that and stop stepping down with anything.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. VMAC breaking it down right here on Disorderly Conduct. Ronnie, thank you for hanging in here with me in the chat room. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince of the Bay. We'll be back in just a moment right here on Disorderly Conduct.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, man. Vince the Bay back here with you on Disorderly Conduct. Please join me, 347-826-7667. I'm back here with VMAC, and you might have heard, if you missed it earlier, we had a news break that confirmed that Kimbo Slice is in fact alive. VMAC, I don't know if you're into the Twitter, but Twitter trending topics right now. One of the top trending topics is, well, the fourth one is Kimbo Slice. You know what else is trending? Oh my God. Chappelle is trending. And Birthday Taylor, I presume that's Taylor Swift's birthday. The Metrodome, obviously, because of that. That was amazing, those images that they caught. It was like they had the high quality video. Like, I presume that footage was just like their in house security camera footage, which was pretty good quality.
Wow, you got HD security footage. Wow.
Yeah, that looked really good. It looked like they had like the cameras for the game, like recording it almost.
Man, it's selling and like wow.
That looks so dangerous. Like the way that set up, it's just plastic blown up in the air.
Yeah, and I wonder, they've been trying to get a new stadium, correct?
What is their fascination with the plastic? Because when the Twins play in there, they put a wall in right field. They're trying to be like the Green Monster, but they call it the Glad Wrapped bag or whatever. They just put they're into these plastic, like plastic sheets. Like the right field fence is a big sheet of, it's like a big tarp. It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's
like an ice. I hope so. This should do it. I mean, they can't play there the rest of the season. Did you see the damage? There's just no way.
Haven't they been trying to get a new stadium?
Every team that doesn't have a new stadium, they've been trying to get a stadium. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder, is there some type of sabotage to make people, man, because, if the conspiracy heads believe in that 9/11 shit, it drops all the way down to that corporate shit, too. You know,
right.
Maybe it's something they could have did. You know, because now the people are outraged, the people are scared.
Yeah,
they
could have collected
on some
insurance policy. We
don't want Brett Favre and people to get crushed. Now they'll sign over that bill. I bet you if they pass run that bill tomorrow, have people vote on it, they'll pass it and pay that extra little cent on tobacco and whatever they need for to get that stadium built now.
Some people are saying that it was God, that God did it to secure Brett Favre's playing streak. I guess he's got the most consecutive starts record. Is that stake?
So when they going to replay the game?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, in Detroit.
They're so close. Y'all ain't gonna play Detroit. Yeah, man.
But I think they're gonna play the rest of the season. They're gonna play at the University of Minnesota.
Yes, and in a few years they'll have a new stadium. Guaranteed. Said Brett Favre. If God's talking to Brett Favre, he's telling Brett Favre to fall back.
Yeah.
For everyone's sake.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, he's not even the starting quarterback. If I was the coach, I'd just be like, "Wait a second, pal. We just blew the other team out last week with our backup, who was looking pretty good.
Yeah.
He looked better than Brett Favre was looking.
And that's what I'm saying, man. That the guy's been there. He knows the system. When he did was when he first was running the team. He was young, but now he's been there a while. They got to give that guy a shot, man. You know, tell Brett to retire. That's it. You know, that's a hurting thing. Let's go retire. turn it over into Tavares Jackson's hand these last three games, see what they got, see what they have to got to make some moves, because rumor around, they're saying that Cincinnati may be trying to trade Carson Palmer because they're going to have one of those top picks, and they're going to try to go. They're going to try to go after one of those quarterbacks, you know. So Cam Newton or the other guy out of Stanford. So they might can make some trades. And they said if Carolina thinking about it, they might put Jimmy Clausen up on the block. But you know, there's a couple of quarterbacks you know can go out there, you know, and they can trade for. You know, I just tell Brett, man, just fall back, man, just go away. It's over. It's a wrap. Done deal.
Yeah, man, he's outstayed his welcome. He really like he thinks he's got some sort of executive privilege, and what's sad is like he found a team that is going to cater to that are fine with that.
And you know, the funny thing about this, man, is not the Green Bay Packers. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets said, "Fuck you, bye."
Yeah.
Green Bay. Bye, Brett. We retire your jersey later. Bye. Then you get Minnesota. It's not like Minnesota is 10-1 or 13-2 or something like that, and they need mm-hmm. Brett because Brett's on such a hot streak. Like last year, as this was happening with the record they had, I could understand that. But when he get out there, he does absolutely nothing. He don't have the zip on his ball. He don't have that, you know, that sneaky pocket presence he always had. It's easy to touch him now. A 350-pound D-tackle can get to him once it was impossible for that to happen. It's over for him. And if he keeps being out there, he's going to end up like Joe Theismann with his fucking leg wrapped around his head somewhere, a shoulder sitting on his sidelines, and he's going to be landing in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Oh, man, Joe Theismann got fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Man, I watched it on YouTube sometime. Did you hear it?
I remember seeing it live on Monday night when it happened.
Man, did you hear that shriek? It was like a shriek. It wasn't even a cry.
I don't want to relive it. It was gnarly, bro. It was really, really gnarly. That was gnarly. You know what else is gnarly? The Super Bowl. Crum Rye. Crum Rye. He was like a nose tackle for Cincinnati when they played the Niners, I think, in the mm-hmm. Super Bowl. Not in the early 80s. When they played him in the later 80s, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude, in like the first quarter, he just like I think like his left or right shin just totally like contorted. It was gnarly, dude. Just look it up. I think it's Robert Crum Rye, I want to say.
I know Crum Rye. The name sounds familiar. I'm going to look it up. I like the one with wrestling, too, with Sid Vicious doing his ankle like that. That's crazy.
Tim Crum Rye. Yeah.
Crum Rye. Did you see
nose tackle.
Did you see that one with Sid?
What's that?
You didn't see the one with Sid in wrestling, did you, with him and Scott Steiner was wrestling?
No.
Oh man, please go to YouTube now, man. You have to see this.
Am I gonna piss my pants?
Man, I believe he pissed in his tights because this is like everybody gets hurt and you can kind of see it. Like a Triple H hurt himself a few times, you saw it, but he kept on. This guy, his ankle, his feet was backwards. His foot was back. Let's put in Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
Like the guy from the Sex Pistols?
Yeah. Yeah, put in Sid Vicious and broken leg.
Breaks leg. Oh, my God. Do I want to see this? Oh, he's arrested. That uses the name Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
Oh, is this going to make me puke? I don't like this stuff. I don't like the gory stuff. It grosses me out. It really makes me... Whoa! 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 That's it. That's all I want to see. I don't see. That hurt. That hurt to watch. Mommy. Oh my God. That was disgusting. That was like something. That's like something. You know what that is? That's like something Melinda would send me. Melinda would send me something like that.
Do you know he's doing the WCW? Vince on the right, so he has to pay it because, you know, they always pre-script things. And that was his finishing move, was a big it was just him running and giving him the boot.
Yeah, that was gnarly. That was gnarly.
They wanted him to go on the top rope, and he kept saying, no, he don't feel comfortable. So they kept talking him into it, so he finally did it. And that's what ended up happening, because he didn't want to be up there. A 7-foot man on top of a top rope trying to give somebody a boot kick, and then all that 300 pounds is going to land on that 1 foot. Come on, man. Yes, fucked him up. That was the end of him.
Yeah, I just crap my pants, dude. That hurt.
And then they asked him, did it hurt? He said at first it did, but he said his whole leg like went numb after that. He said he couldn't feel a thing. He said he thought he was gonna be paralyzed or never have no feeling in his leg anymore. He said he felt a sharp pain, and he said it was just a numbing feeling all the way up, like to his whole, like he had a stroke, whole half his left half of his body, because the nerves were twisted and everything. They had to go back there and reconstruct everything. He's still wrestling now, though.
Yeah, he survived that and rehabbed and it's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, but, man, Brett needs to stop before they end up happening to him, man. You know, because he can't move like that no more. I mean, like, what are you doing? I mean, you know what it really is with Brett? It's a streak, but it's his pride, too, because it's so close to the end of the season. He wants to finish. A lot of people, you know, may not believe in it, getting mad, but he really wants to finish out his contract obligation, too. That's on the flip side of it. He wants to finish it out and walk away. You know, he don't want to go out 3 games before the season ended, you know. And I just kind of understand that, but he's no good, you know. I mean, let Tavares Jackson get out there and do what he needs to do. They're going to have a high pick anyway, then they can go get somebody or do whatever they're going to do. So, Vince, so when it comes to women, do you like the lazy lays, or do you like the very active ones, or somewhere in between?
Lazy what?
Lazy lay.
Like lazy lay, like they don't really do anything. Like
yeah.
they just sit there like a beached whale, and you just sort of
hammer to go. Yeah. Like hammer.
You just kind of you just kind of like stick it in wherever and just go to town, and they just don't care.
Yeah.
Obviously, I like the active ones. I like the ones that take charge, that just, like, jump on top of me and just go to work.
Yeah, I like those.
I am more of the lazy lay. I'm the one that just wants to lay there and let them go nuts. I mean, don't get me wrong. I will definitely take care of business and make sure the lady is taken care of, but... As I'm getting older, I'm noticing I'm becoming more of the lazy lay. I have to really become more active.
Okay. Because, you know, it's kind of 50-50 with me. You know, I do like the active ones, but they have to know what they're doing when they're active, because some of them don't.
Yeah.
And with the lazy lays, it all depends, because sometimes, man, I know you probably had it too, where sometimes, man, hey, shit, that SWAT's so good, all they got to do is just lay there. You don't care if they move or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, you get in those moves. Yeah, the older I got, I think, I done got a little bit more reserved and laid back, man. You know, you get them young, you're messing with them 20-year-olds and stuff. You don't have to do too much moving. They'll do everything for you.
And so what was the question? It was lazy lay versus...
The active lay? Yeah.
Yeah. sort of that's more of a yin and yang thing. Like,
yeah.
If you have two of either of them, I think they sort of fight over who's going to be the active one.
Yeah.
And likewise, if you have two lazy lays, they're both just like waiting for the other one to do something, and they just end up both just passing out. Yeah, there needs to be a give and take, for sure. We have American Citizen Beneath Everything and Lady Slugga now in the chat. If you want to give us chime in here, are you more of a lazy lay or more of an active person in the bedroom? And regardless of that, what's your ideal partner? You can just type it into the chat room.
Or just general?
Just physically.
Physically?
Physical chemistry. The lazy lay versus the active.
I would say, like you said, I like a person that can mix it up. That sometimes they be active, sometimes they be lazy. You know, I like to, you know, to mix it up because sometimes I want to take charge, you know, and they can just lay there and I do whatever. And sometimes I can lay back and they can do whatever. You know, I like that 50-50 thing, like where I might make the, you know, we might be sitting on the couch and I may make the first move. Or sometimes she may get out the shower or whatever and she makes the first move. Instead of just looking at me waiting on her just because she got the shower and she think I'm going to read her mind and she wants some. And just go at her instead of just coming at me. You know what I'm saying? And we wasn't dating, you know, friends with benefits type thing. That's why I knew, you know, like what you said, it has to be that balance. Somebody has to be one more because she wasn't that type to go for it. She always wanted the man to go for it, always. She may bring it up or say something, but as far as the touching or grabbing or here you go, no, she wasn't that type, and I didn't like that. Because then, if she never said anything, and I didn't think, you know, we just chilling or whatever, then we attitude later on. Like, well, you know, I wanted some or whatever. You didn't say shit. Why you didn't grab me? Why you didn't do anything to me? I like to get attacked every once in a while. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So I like the person that kind of mixes it up. You know, that's not afraid to lay back. They, you know, not afraid to take charge. You know, in a perfect world, every perfect woman, but you rarely find those, either, like, either or sometimes. Like, I only found a few that actually does that in my life, like all the women I've been with. They're either one or the other. Sometimes they're too aggressive. You know, shit, try to wear you the fuck out. You know what kills me, though, man? It's about, like, then you meet different type of women and things, like they come into a relationship or whatever y'all got going on and want you to do a whole bunch of things that they never had. Because it's like, let's say if a woman was dating like a rich man all her life and then she came in and expected things from you or whatever, that's understandable. But after they tell you their relationship history and none of these men done the things that you do, but then they come and want you to do all this shit, and they're like, man, hold on. You know, that ain't the kind of kills. It's funny to me. It's not angering. I laugh at that.
Yeah. Sorry, man, I'm spacing. I'm looking at my Twitter here.
Yeah, but you know, then the ones like, you know, every man wants them. I know I got a couple guy friends like that any woman smiles at them, that means they want them. Any man humps the horn and certain chicks, they think they're automatic.
Yeah. I know. We all know those types.
Oh, man, those types get under my skin. Because it's like, okay, having sex with you is different than wanting to. Yeah, they want to have sex, intercourse. That's it. No more, no less. When your car broke down, no, they're not going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and come give you a jump. But they'll get up in the morning to jump you. You know what I'm saying? But that's why a lot of times those females like that, get into those binds and be looking stupid in the end and be alone because they think just because a person interested in or talking to them, and like, you know, she pussy hound. That's what men want. We want pussy. We want to have sex. That's what it is. You know? Shit.
I want to thank American Citizen Beneath Everything, Guest 30, and Lady Slugga for joining us here, me here in the chat room. And we're here with, I'm here with VMAC, and we are here to take your calls at 347-826-7667. Lady Slugga, I'm a little bit surprised that you and or Candy have not called into the program yet. This is of concern to me. I hope you two girls are taking care of each other.
All right.
I hope you didn't bang yourself upside the head, like, oops, upside your head.
Once again, this is a disorderly conduct news break. This just in. Hippo Slice is not dead. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. In spite of reports on Twitter, the mixed martial arts artist, I guess you call him, Hippo Slice, is not dead. He's alive. His career is dead, but he himself is alive. And now back to disorderly conduct, already in progress. All right, so we're back here. I'm Vincent the Bay. Taking your calls for another 40 minutes here, 347-826-7667. Want to thank all my listeners for hanging in here with me, American Citizen, Beneath Everything, Guest 31, Lady Slugga, also VMAC hanging out with me here on this late Sunday, early Monday. And we are here to take your calls, 347-826-7667.
You know something for the record?
Yeah.
Lady Slugger got a big booty to be a white woman.
Yeah. She's, yeah. She's got a big butt. Andy have sort of like bookend butt. They both have those big white booties.
Yeah.
You know what? I would love to get them on. We did it on Roulette, but I'd love to do it on like Skype or something, and get them to do some booty shaking to some booty music like this.
Hold up. Y'all gotta stop all this foolishness, cause Uptown trying to shake.
Yo, get back now. Back now. Shake for the money. Bounce to the floor. Toot it up. Hot, girl, let's go. Shake for the money. Bounce to the floor. Toot it up. Hot, girl, let's go.
Kind of get the idea. You got to really shake your booty like really hard and fast to that.
Really hard. I mean, just make it clap. Man. It's like,
dude. Oh, you got to check out this video I did. That artist I just played right there. That's this guy from. He's a bounce artist from New Orleans, and I did a video. He did a song with Galactic. And Galactic, I'd done some videography for them, and they called me out. They did a special show in San Francisco with this dude, that dude right there, Big Frida, and the Queen Diva. And they had me come out and shoot some behind-the-scenes video and shoot the performance. And I did a little clip for them, and I'll put it in the chat. Oh, you're not in the chat room, dude. I can't see it. Well, I'll put it in there for the people who are in the chat room. You got to check out this video.
I'm still trying to figure out how to hack into somebody's wireless service.
Yeah, you got to get your technology straight, brother. Come to California where you can pretty much get it free almost anywhere.
Yeah, I know, man. The area, I mean, I did have a couple signals. I don't know if they, I think they fucking moved or something. It's all bad. I'm like, oh, man. And I'm like maybe four blocks from McDonald's. But it doesn't pick it up unless I go like one block down because I was in my car and I had it. And I said, what's the closest? And like one block from me, it picks up the McDonald's Wi-Fi. Like, what the fuck chances in that, man? It has made me even more mad. Like, this Lady Slugger's verse right here. This is what she does when she go in a club. She strolls in the club, bubble fat in that baby fat. Nose in the air, boss chick, yeah, she all that. Glitter on her body, sexy tat on her back. D-cup cleavage, song nestled in her butt crack. Own drink, she got that, making major change. Chief her own tribe, cause she known to make it rain. Doesn't play no games with them simple-minded quitters. The chase turns her on, and she loves the go-getters. Other chicks get the jitters when she slips steps in the room. Baby mama get jealous in the wives grab their groom. Juking off their club tune, my track called Do Me Mesmerized by her thighs and the jiggle of her booty. Got class like Susan Lucci, belt and purse made by Gucci. Up to the frames with a butterfly belly chain. The fact still remains that she's so cold, and her name is unique, because after her, they broke the mold.
Nice. There you have it.
All right, ladies, fucker, you download Vince Show, you take this piece, you put it on Mixpad or something, and then there's an intro for you right there.
That's right. And let's go into some Hoodfellas 414, shall we?
Wow.
This is Close to You featuring Big Red, track Lesa, and the one and only VMAC. We'll be right back.
You are listening to a Track Bangus production.
Thank you. savor you like fine wine, cause with age you get better. 100% real woman, down to the letter. You don't chase cheddar on the any player to you. Don't get caught up by the gossip, by the rap, they don't move you. Can't nobody fool you, got street and book smart. So call 911, you just stole my heart.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent in the Bay, your host for the next half an hour. It is midnight here, Pacific time on the West Coast. It would be 3 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central. And I appreciate all of you listening from all corners of the globe via BTR. I also appreciate all of the archive listeners. I was going over my... I had never looked at my show stats ever until just yesterday or a couple days ago, and found out that I get a fair amount of listeners in the archives. I would say I get predominantly live listeners, but I do get a fair amount of archive listeners. I appreciate those of you who take the time to listen to this program, even though you were asleep when I was recording it, most likely. Or maybe you were doing your own show. There are some people out there doing some shows right now. Actually, I feel guilty. Iconoclast Texas is doing a show right now. He usually comes to my show, or she, or he. Dude usually comes to my show. He's doing a show tonight. I feel bad I'm not over there. If he keeps going, maybe I'll go over there after the show. But good for him. I wish I knew he was on, and I might have pushed mine back a little bit. Although I wanted to get a show going tonight, because I've been doing late shows, and BTR has been doing some weird, funky stuff late night, and most of my shows, if you listen to the archives, they just kind of sort of end, because it gets sloppy right around the time I go off the air and go into the overtime, usually right before or right after the overtime. Things just start going haywire with the soundboard, which is kind of unfortunate. But, anywho, thank you, Lady Slugga, for sticking it out here. Oh, and of course, as I was talking about Iconoclast TX having a show right now, everybody, half of my listeners just ran over there. Half of my live listeners just exited my chat room and went over there. I hope they're going to come back. I don't know. That's like faux pas number one. Rule number one of Fight Club or BTR Club. Rule number one of BTR, never call attention to another show that's broadcasting at the same time yours is. Because 9 times out of 10, half your chat room's going to go over there just out of sheer curiosity. So... hey, you're welcome, Iconoclast TX. I just gave you a couple extra listeners. Great. And you know what? You know what? Fuck it. I don't care. I really don't care. And if you are listening and you care, you know what? Mm-hmm.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince the Bay back here with you. Thank you, Judith, chat room. Yeah, one angry Jew. That's what I'm talking about. Where is activity? I'm trying to figure that out myself. I was just telling my listeners that I couldn't believe Iconoclast TX was doing a show. Iconoclast TX for the last couple of weeks has been the first person in my chat room. It used to be Ronnie. Ronnie still probably is up there, but Iconoclast TX has eclipsed him as of right now. As far as people who show up in the chat room early and stay throughout the entire show. And Iconoclast is doing his own show tonight, some sort of gay thing. I just went over there right now. I was telling people that I couldn't believe I was having a show, and I was thinking, I could have just not done a show and just checked his out. But fuck it, I'm doing a show. We got another 20 minutes to go. VMAC is here. One Angry Jew is here. One Angry Jew, what did it do?
Well, did you try that thing about making the show into 3 hours?
No, why? Did you?
No, I don't know. I sort of tried it. I don't even know.
No, I don't think that guy knows what he's talking about.
I don't even know how long my show was on, to tell you the truth.
You can do your show for three. Well, all I know is what I can and can't do, and I can only do a 2-hour live show.
That's all I can do.
With the 1-hour overtime. That's it.
I think I can do two shows. One 2 hours and another one 1 hour, I guess.
Not me. I go ahead, what's that?
I think I can do two women with maybe 30 minutes of the time.
All right, stop that. If you go up to the thing and you go to premium, let me see what the premium says. Oh, okay. No, the premium says 2-hour show per day. The first level.
That's essentially what I have the equivalent of.
You're not paying for it, though, right?
No, no. Hell no.
So you've got the old...
Yes.
You have... Right, I have an account. I have several accounts on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, Jew. Hey, I'm going to have to contact you, too, man. Maybe we can work out something for one of them shows if you don't need one, because I want to take damn radio into 2 hours, but I don't really want to pay the monthly premium, and maybe we can work something out.
Well, how's that going to work?
He pays you for the account.
If you can
negotiate. It might be 50 roses. It might be 100 roses. Who knows?
I've been asking around because I know, you know, y'all been on here a while, and it's a lot of people.
Think of it as a date.
Well, why don't you just get your own premium account? I'm not getting that.
I don't want to pay $40 a month for it.
I don't want to either. Here's what I did. The premium, the first month they don't charge you, so they're not going to charge me until the 11th. And I may or may not continue it. I might just say screw it. The only thing I do like about the premium is that I can call in via Skype. Now, can you do that, Vince? On the free thing, can you call in via Skype?
Call into my switchboard?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I think it sounds better. I think there's much more vocal range.
I could call the host number with Skype, and it would sound just like I sound right now.
Oh, right, but there's more vocal bandwidth if you Skype into the switchboard as the host, which is what I've been doing. And I don't think
I have that option.
Right, unless you pay for it. So that's the only thing that I kind of like about that, because I can deal with an hour a night, because I'll tell you what, I've wasted too much time not working, making money, screwing around on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, it's enjoyable, but it's not putting food on the table. So,
amen. Amen to that. I see what you told me.
So sort of having myself down to an hour a night is not a bad thing. And I could easily do a 1-hour show a night.
Yeah, that's why I was, I agree with you on that, man, because it do. You get into Blog Talk and among the other sites that you interact with, and, man, it takes a lot of your damn time.
Well here's the thing.
I kind of fail back from it.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. The free account, I'm looking at it right now, the free account is 30-minute show per day. But when I joined... 2 months ago, I guess. Not more than 2 months ago. It was an hour.
Yeah, I know. That's what I got. I joined in August. The end of August,
so,
I got an hour.
Right. So the account that I have, I can do an hour show. And I'm hoping that if I cancel the premium, that they don't take me down to 30, where I was an hour, right? But the other accounts that I have, I can't do more than 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. if you don't run them all the time, yeah, it'll take you, because PG, it's PG from Bruce Guy. It was one of hers that she didn't use. I mean, she haven't used it probably in like 6 months, and she went on there. This was recently, like about a week ago, and she was gonna start it up and do. She was gonna sell it to somebody, and she looked on there, and it was 30 minutes, and that was a 2 hour because you know they've been on there for a few years. And it dropped them all the way down because she wasn't using it, and there was only 30
minutes. That's an interesting. I was going to look on eBay because I'll bet you there's people selling these things for a little bit of cash who have accounts that can do that length. In fact, I'm going to look right now and see on eBay because I'll bet you that's you can find it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm searching around. She got a few, but she says she got to find one of the active, yeah, but I'm gonna buy me a show from somebody because man, they took my prime time slot away from me, man. I can't come back on at 9 o'clock no more, man. I'm mad, man. I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah, I just did a search on eBay. I'm not seeing anything. Yeah, nothing. But there's got to be people out there with older accounts that can do the 2 hours and they're free. And there's got to be somebody that would sell it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Nope, nothing. Nothing on eBay. Could take a look at Craigslist or something like that. Let's see. BTR... account sale. Yeah, nothing. But there's got to be people out there that have the accounts that would sell them. But how would you find them?
I think you just need to cruise around BTR and chat people up, find out if anybody's interested.
Well,
you are right now.
Homer
Morales in the chat room seems to be interested in doing some sort of show. He also says let's talk about aliens and fucking Obama.
All right. Somebody, I was watching something on conspiracy theory with Jesse Ventura, and this guy said that George Bush and Obama was Manchurian candidates. What do you think about that theory?
Oh, I think Obama definitely is. I'm not so sure about Bush.
Because he did just come up out of nowhere. I mean, no matter you're African American, whatever. That's what began, that's what it ends.
Oh, what, Obama? Yeah. Obama did come out of nowhere.
He did.
Yeah, most of the people that voted for him are just now starting to try to get to know him. And figure out who the fuck he is.
But George Bush.
And you know what he's always been? You know what Obama has always been? He's just been this enigma, this palette that anybody can project whatever they want on it, and he can be whatever they want. For some people, he really was a messiah. For other people, he was their you know, the anti Bush. For the conservatives, he was, you know, a raging socialist, and the raging socialists. You talk to them today, and they're saying he's too conservative. That he's caving into the conservative agenda. And it's like everybody can project whatever they want onto him. He's like brand.
Yeah.
He's a brand that everybody buys into. You know, hope and change. Like, your idea of hope and change and my idea of hope and change are probably dramatically different. But all he has to do is throw a few buzzwords out there, and it triggers your own individual wants, needs, and desires onto him, and you say, oh yeah, of course I want to change, but the change that everybody wants is not necessarily the same change.
No, it's not. And the thing is about him, you know.
And that trick is only going to work once, because it's the old shame, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, that's right. And, the thing,
and you can't get fooled again.
Nobody didn't know, you know, things about him, Vince. Nobody didn't even know who the hell he was. Everybody was putting their support behind him.
He came out of nowhere.
And then I'm like, who is this Obama guy? And then he just came like a fucking storm, you know, in those primaries. People was asking around, like, who is Obama? Who is this Obama guy that's going against Hillary? Oh, I'm voting for Hillary. Oh, I'm voting for Hillary. You know, everybody was saying, then this guy just came and just, like I said, man, he just came out of fucking nowhere.
He became a brand. They were able to turn into a brand, and they sold it. They sold it to the people.
Yeah.
They even stole the label from Pepsi.
Yeah, sure did.
They sold them. They sold them a president just like they sold them soda pop.
Yeah, they did, and they went to the
all those kids that voted for him are coming down off their sugar high, and they're like, "Oh my God, what did we do?" And you could see it. You could see it just what was it? Friday, that press conference where he brought in Bubba. And he just, it was kind of like watching that press conference, I felt embarrassed for Barack Obama. One thing, it was kind of like a moment where it was almost like, you know what, guys, I don't know if I'm cut out for this, so we're gonna put the grown-ups back in charge and we're gonna go party. I mean, he literally did that. He literally said, handed over the press conference to Bill Clinton. And went off to his holiday party. And Bill Clinton, of course, just eats it up.
I don't think he cares. I don't think he gives a shit.
Who?
Obama.
Barack?
I don't think Obama gives a shit about anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he cares if he's...
No, he's just... He's blown his load, and he knows it. And he doesn't give a shit. He's already done what he set out to do. What he's done in two years is a lot. Not good, but I'm saying what he's done is a lot, though.
Yeah. Oh no, he definitely accomplished his objective, and that's. But see, that's what I thought about when Bush was coming up to his to the end of his first term. I felt like he had done the same thing, that he had shot his load, that he kind of like they got in there. He came in there with all these hawks, these conservative neocon hawks who were just bloodthirsty, and at the first, you know, hint of an opening, they just jumped on it and went into this war. And I think they thought they could only get away with one term, you know, so they had to like get in there, get all their warfare state stuff passed through. I think they even got the Medicare stuff done in that first term too, didn't they? And so they kind of like went in there, shot their load, and I was actually kind of surprised that he got reelected. I thought that they kind of blew all their capital that they had on the Iraq War and all that, but he ended up pulling it out.
Did I hear you? Did I hear you say you were more libertarian than anything else?
Me?
Yeah.
I think of if anything, I would lean libertarian. Yes.
Okay, so that's why. So we agree on probably most of the stuff then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe. I think I changed to that too about 6 months ago.
Good for you, black man and a Jew, both libertarians. How are you going to get that in the same room?
Yeah, it's actually on my page. Join it on Facebook. Promote it. Read about it. Yeah, man, I think.
Well, that's good. Where were you on my show tonight?
Me? I don't have your number. I got to get your number because, you know, I don't have no internet right now. I need to get your number so I can call
you. Oh, I'll give it to you. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Hold on. I'll give it to you. Wait a minute. What about you, Vince? Where were you?
I was hanging out with my brother watching Sarah Palin's Alaska.
Would you do Sarah Palin?
Hell yeah. But you know what? I'm waiting for that Willow to, two more years till she's legal?
Oh,
She's cute. She's a really cute girl.
Well, I have to tell you, I had an interesting show tonight.
How'd that go? Your second show in a row.
Same amount of people in the chat room. Consistent 7 or 8 callers. But I got asshole tonight, but I got asshole by the nice assholes. You have to listen to it and see. But the guy calls up. He's Tony the Roofer. You ever heard of Tony the Roofer?
No, but it sounds like he fits the mold.
Well, he's actually a roofer. He's got a website.
Yeah, I believe
it. He's really Tony the Roofer. And when I went to his website, I said, "Is that you?" And he said, "Yeah, it's me." And at first, I thought he was Snake, because he sounds like Snake, right?
They all sound like Snake, and they're all variations of Snake.
But then Jake is on my show, and Jake was telling me, "No, that's not Snake." And I'm thinking Jake is screwing with me, right? Mm-hmm. And then Bob Tuscan shows up. You know Bob Tuscan?
No.
Bob Tuscan's, he's another, that's not his real name, and he's another guy that's sort of fighting for the same stuff that I am, but he's, he says, "No, that's not Snake." And he knows them because they hate him. And he says, "No, that's not Snake." And that's when I realized it was somebody else. But then he denies, Then if you listen, you got to listen to the show, because I'm hearing stuff from him and remembering what he said. And all of a sudden, now he admits that he worked with Snake. I said, "Where?" "Well, we worked in the government together." "You did? When?" "Back in the 70s and the 80s. We were in communications," he says. Anyway, VMAC, let me give you the phone number.
Okay.
619.
Okay, 619.
393. Mm-hmm. 2823.
Okay, yeah.
So then he says,
"Come on, every night at what time?"
"I don't know. I'm gonna do like 10:30, 11, 10 o'clock to 11. Okay. I was on. I don't even know how long I was on tonight. An hour and... Well, it had to be longer than that. Wait a minute. Let's see how long it is. Yeah, I did a 2-hour show. But then my internet connection died 20 minutes before the 3 hours. And so it dropped everybody off the board. I was having a really good discussion with this guy, but this guy is all over. He was connected with them, no question about it. And it was all, and they were the ones that brought up the whole 9/11 thing. They were all ready for it. It was an interesting show. And even Lady Slugga is apologizing to me now. She's like, I misunderstood you. I owe you an apology, so I guess there's no more fighting between us.
Good. That is good to know. So you're going to be back on tomorrow, you said, 10 p.m. Eastern?
I think I'm scheduled for 11, but I may change that to be a little bit earlier. It depends, because I'm trying to get my boy into bed, right? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, he knows I'm doing something, so he's purposely... "Daddy, I want to eat. Daddy, I want cookies." You know, all right. Cookies before bedtime, that's great. It's not exactly a good idea.
Yeah.
Because the sugar sits on your teeth all night, and then he's good. I'm taking.
You gotta brush your teeth after the cookies, though.
Right.
That's gotta be the rule.
Yeah, it's hard enough getting his teeth brushed before he goes to bed. Once he's in, it's even worse. But yeah, I made him drink some iced tea, no sugar in it. Hopefully, that got it all off his teeth.
Excellent. All right, BMAC, what's going on with you? Do you have are you gonna is your show gonna come back or what?
Yeah, it's gonna come back in January.
All right.
I'm on a hiatus. I'll be back in January.
All right, man. Cool. Well, thanks for coming through, bruh. And thanks to the One Angry Jew. Thanks to American Citizen, Lake Slugga, Guest 31. All my listeners tonight, it was another fantastic show. You were all fabulous, as per usual. Thanks to Homer Morales for coming in at the last second here and filling up my chat room with some weird shit. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Anyways, I'm Vincent the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct. You can catch me again tomorrow night at hopefully 10 p.m. Pacific time, maybe a little later. I don't know. It depends on what my schedule is looking like, but the earlier the better as far as I'm concerned. I am signing off. I think I'm going to go over and check out Iconoclast TX's final 30 minutes of that show. And maybe you'll join me over there. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll see me tomorrow night. Thanks for coming out. Love you all. And keep the faith.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breath. Your Cadillac breathes 400 horses over blue line. You are going to Reseda to make love to a model from Ohio whose real name you don't know. Turning down a cliff on television, and the radio is on, and the radio man is speaking, and the radio man says women were a curse. So men built Paramount Studios, and men built Columbia Studios, and men built a Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. The other side.
is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. You are listening. You are. You are listening. 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 You are listening.
Wow, I'm listening into Iconoclast TX's show, and he's got a really cute chick on talking about gay porn, watching gay porn. So I'm gonna go check that out. That sounds pretty cool. I thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you again very soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Very nice.